LeBron James tweeted out the word accountability, and you retweeted it. Why?
Well, I think that's what it's all about. And, you know, you'll know that when I became chief of police, that's one of the things that was most important to me was accountability at all ranks, including right up into including the chiefs of police. And so I think that said it all. Quite frankly, what LeBron tweeted was absolutely correct.
How does what we're seeing in the United States relate to policing here in Newfoundland and Labrador?
I think just worldwide today that, you know, if there's an incident that happens anywhere in the world, that especially when it comes to policing, that it, you know, it hits all of us, especially in this profession. And so, you know, I don't think we have the issues. I know we don't have the issues that they have, you know, in the United States. But that doesn't mean that we can't be watching and be careful and make sure that, you know, we're learning lessons without having to go through incidents such as this.
When it comes to accountability, how are you, I guess, meeting those goals?
Yeah, so, you know, that was always important to me. You know, when I look at this particular incident and when you see the footage of what happened, I mean, clearly the right verdict here. So the system worked down there. They got the right verdict in the decision. So it worked right on up through to the prosecutors involved in this case. What really was troubling for me was when I saw three other officers that were there that stood by and watched this happen. And you know, you think, you know, I don't know the officer here involved, but I understand that he had significant discipline record in his career. And you wonder how much, not influence or even intimidation that he has, that officers would stand by and not intervene here. I'm sure none of them dreamed that this will be the outcome, but still to sit back and watch that go on for over 9 minutes was disturbing. And so for me, from my perspective here, is that to make sure that the officers that show up here every day have a respectful workplace to come to, that they do their duty so that, you know, the public here can be confident in what they do. So that's really, that's what I aim for here as chief of police.
Do you think your officers are comfortable in pointing out something that they're uncomfortable with or that they didn't like?
I don't know that they do. What I will say is that that's my job, is to make sure that, like, accountability is at my desk as well, and is to make sure that whether it's, you know, a peer or whether it's a supervisor, whether it's a junior manager or a senior manager, or whether it's the chief of police, that if we see something that's not right, that we report it and that we support the officers that come forward.
Do you think the next set of trials then will have an overriding impact on police services across Canada and the U.S.?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it'll be interesting to see how all of that gets played out, and whether or not the officers actually testify and other officers in that department. I know that the chief of police testified, and I know several officers testified, and they testified against the officer here who was responsible for Mr. Floyd's death. And so I think, you know, there'll be a lot to learn here from this particular unfortunate incident, and that we should, as I said earlier, you know, we should be watching what's going on down there, and we should learn from it. You know, we don't need to go through this to learn.
Chief of Police Joe Boland, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.